Hope you're good. Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Sefi. So if you are new here, kindly check out the previous episode so you stay updated with what we've been doing thus far. Kindly hit the subscribe button so you can keep getting updates from Just Saying with Sefi. On today's episode, I want to talk about the difference between a job and a career. I've personally observed that most of us use these terms interchangeably. So today, I want us to know the difference between a career and a job. So let's get right to it. Okay, so when we talk of a job is basically something you do for the compensation that comes with it. Okay, a job is done for a short period of time. It's something you do for a short period of time, mainly for the compensation. Your focus here is on the compensation, being it money, being it experience, whatsoever compensation you get out of it. That's a job, and it's usually for a short period of time. Now, when we talk of a career is a series of jobs you've done for a period of time that has built a certain path for you. Okay, so a career is a compilation of the series of jobs you've done that has built a path for you. So when you do series of jobs in a particular field, it builds a career path for you in that field. Okay, your career path is built in that field based on the series of jobs that you've done in that particular field. And usually career is long term. Career is more like a journey. Okay, and a job is more like a trip. A job is just for a short period of time, and career is more of passion oriented. It's more about what you're passionate about. It's more about what your ambition is. Okay, so if you're passionate about law, for instance, you pick up series of jobs in terms of law. For instance, you're a paralegal at a point, you're an usher at a point, you're a barrister at a point, you're a judge at a point, you're a lawyer at a point. You build a career path in law. Okay, so your job is what you do. The job is what the particular thing you do, and the career is the series of things you've done in that field that has built the path for you. So your career path is built based on the series of jobs you've done in that field. Okay, so for instance, if you're interested in health, okay, helping people who are sick or something, you build a career path in help by being, for instance, a nurse. For instance, you're a nurse for at a point, you became a physician assistant at a point, you became a doctor at a point, you became a surgeon at a point. All the series of jobs that you've done for a period of time in the health sector build a career path for you in health. Okay, but then what you do at a particular moment, at that short period of time, is your job. So if you are a nurse at that short period of time, your job is a nurse. Okay, so your job is what the particular thing you do. Okay, so you say my your job is a lawyer, your job is your career path is not a lawyer. Okay, your career is not lawyer, your job is a lawyer. Okay, so your career path is in law. Or for instance, your job is a structural engineer, your career path is in engineering. Okay, for instance, let's say civil engineering. So your career path is in something that has to do with civil engineering. But at that point, maybe you were into geotechnical engineering, you were into water engineering, you were into mining engineering or structural engineering. You know, the different roles that comes under engineering that builds your career path in that engineering. You know, engineering has different fields. We have nuclear engineering, we have civil engineering, we have petroleum engineering. So the series of jobs under petroleum engineering helps you build the career path in that particular engineering field. Okay, so whatever you do at that point is what gives you your job is what you are doing, the particular thing that you are doing, and the career path is the area in which it falls. For instance, one can have a career path in agriculture. Okay, so when you have a career path in agriculture, you may be a farmer at a point, you may be into pesticides, you may be the series of jobs that you do, your career path never ends. As you keep going and you keep working, you are building a career path for yourself. As you keep working in different you know areas relating to a particular field, you are building the career pathway. So career path never is an end in itself. The career is an end in itself, as in that's at the end of the day, I want to help people. So you've done series of things in helping the sick. At the end of the day, I want to help the sick. So you've done series of things in helping the sick. At the end of the day, I want to help people fight their cases. You've done series of jobs to help people fight their cases. At the end of the day, I want to help produce food. You've done series of jobs to help produce food. That is your career path that you've built. So that's the end in itself. At the end of the day, this is what I've been able to achieve. But the jobs that I did, in the petty jobs that I did in this area, where that was what helped me build the career path. Okay, yes. And then usually job requires some, doesn't require much of education. You just need a small, some, it is not really technical. You don't need much skills, depending on the kind of job it is. Take note of them. The important point is, depending on the kind of job it is, because for instance, you want to pick up a job as a nurse, you need to have some knowledge in, you know, health. You can't just get up if you don't have some technical knowledge in it. You can't just be a nurse. Okay, but for instance, if you want to be a receptionist, if you want to be a secretary, if you want to be a shop attendant, those petty jobs are usually they do not really require technical knowledge. They are not, you know, skilled oriented. You don't need to have too much skills. You just need some petty general knowledge skills, and you'll be able to do this. So usually people pick up jobs that are, you know, short term, something I can do for a short period of time. That's why job has to be do with short term. Is you don't really need math skills, depending on what it is. But if you have a job as a nurse, for instance, if you have a job as a lawyer, you will need the skills in it. Okay, you may need a training and in that in particular field, but as your career path keeps building, you are gaining different, you know, experiences, and then you are using those experiences to build your career path. Okay, so basically that's it. And then for you to build a career path, you may need to be innovative, you may need to be learning, you may need to be upgrading from time to time, because you start from one point. Okay, my goal is to help people solve their cases. Okay, for instance, I don't know why law keeps coming to mind anyways, but then your goal is to help people solve their cases. So at a point, you started off as an usher in the court, then you went on to be a paralegal, then maybe you became a lawyer, then you move on to being a barrister, maybe you became a judge at a point. So the series of things that you are picking along the line will help you build, you know, this. It help you build your career path. Okay, so you need to be in building your career path. You need to be innovative. You need to learn more. You need to take risks. You need to keep on doing different things to build your career path, because it keeps going and there's no end to it. Your career path keeps building as you go. Okay, there's no end to it. And then for the job, you know, it's just mainly about the income. It's mainly about your job security. It's mainly about what you are getting from it at that moment. Okay, that's one major difference about it. You may not need to be too innovative when you are doing a particular job, depending, but you do not need, because it's just for a short period of time. It's just for what you are gaining at that moment, just for the income. It's just for probably the experience. It's just for the compensation you are gaining at that moment. Okay. And one may also ask, how does internship come in this area? Okay, how was the difference between a job, a work, and an internship? How does internship fall in all this? Now, internship is basically something that you do as a beginner for you to gain an experience from something, okay, from a particular field or a particular occupation. So as you are entering a certain field or a certain occupation, you may want to gain experience, know how things are done on the field. You know, our system in this part of the world, we are mainly theoretical. We do theory, more of theory things, okay? We're mainly theoretical. So you may want to learn the practical know-how of how things are done, okay? So you may want to pick up an internship opportunity. So when you pick up an internship opportunity, the end goal is not for you to get paid. The end goal is for you to gain experience from it, okay? Depending on where you are working, some companies may give you some allowance, transport allowance or petty allowance that come. That's different. But you are not going into internship to get paid, unless it's stated that it's a paid internship. Some internships are paid because of the nature of the work. So as much as you are learning from it, you get to do a lot of things that the company feels, okay, we should give you some money or some cash or some compensation from it. That's different. But the main focus of internship is for you to gain experience. It's for you to learn how things are done, okay, for you to acquire that knowledge. So that's how internship comes in terms of jobs and career. So basically that's it. So one would say, okay, what of work? Work is actually is just the use of, you know, the force or the energy you put in accomplishing something is just the work. So you doing, accomplishing the task, is the work you are doing. It's basically that. So the effort you put in bringing the output is just work. So that has to do with different, but your job is what you do, your role. And so as you are given your job, you may have to do works. You may put in effort to do this and that and that. Okay, so basically that's the difference between the career and then the job. Basically that's it. So I would advise that if you're interested in a particular career path, you start picking up jobs in that area, in that field. Okay, when you pick up different jobs in that area, you build your career path. Okay, what you are passionate about has to do with your career path. So if you're passionate about helping people, if you're passionate about, like I stated earlier, producing food, if you're passionate about law, if you're passionate about science, if you're passionate about research, like I am, if you're passionate about like science or research, you may want to start off by being a lab technician, a data analyst. You may want to pick up a job as a research assistant, petty jobs. I wouldn't, not necessarily petty, but then jobs in that area. You may want to pick up jobs in that field. Then at the end of the day, you build your career path. You become, probably you want to be a professor, you want to be a lecturer or something. Even professor, for instance, if you want to be a professor, you may want to start off by being a teaching assistant. Then you become a research assistant at a point. Then you become a normal research scientist. Then you become, you know, a lecturer. Then you move on from being a lecturer to associate professor, then become a professor. Okay, so the petty, if you are passionate about teaching, if you are passionate about relaying information to people, so those petty things that you do will help you build a career path. So you may want to start off by picking up jobs in that area. I get the point that sometimes due to the situation you are, your main focus is your income, your main focus. So it may not be something you are passionate about, but then you are interested based on the point that you are at that moment. You are interested in the income, the cash, or whatever you are getting out of it at that moment. That's fine. You can pick up a job that is outside your passion or something. So that's where the difference comes in. So in that sense, is a job you are doing. It doesn't build your career path for you. Okay, as much as you may gain a skill or something, a thing or two from it, it doesn't contribute to the career path that you've built for yourself. Okay, so basically that's the difference between it. I hope this help you guys to differentiate between a career and a job, and then helps you build your career path as you go. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting Just Saying with Sefi. Do well to like, do well to share, do well to comment. Need your comment. Do well to comment. And subscribe if you haven't. It's very important. When you subscribe, you get notifications. So you don't need to be alerted. by me or anyone. It just, you are notified when an episode is out. That's so cool. That's so easy. And as I wrap up, one thing I always say is, something that is obvious to you may not be obvious to the person next to you. So please do well to share with people, okay? Thank you so much once again. So till you hear from me and probably my next guest next time, it's bye.